ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তি
Oh, God.
Jagava Chandra Bhagavan. Radha Radha Sayana, Radha 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 Rad
Srimati Radhika and give life to the Rasa dance. You sport in the groves near Radhakund, performing a variety of pastimes. You are the reservoir of pleasure, attracted to every living being. You remove all inauspiciousness and are the husband of the goddess of fortune. You are the source of all incarnations, such as Lord Nrsimha, the half-man, half-lion incarnation, and Matsya, the fish avatar. O Haninam, you are pleasing to the cows, land, and senses. You are the dwarf Brahman incarnation Ramana and the slayer of the demon Manu. You are the moon of the Yadu dynasty and always wear beautiful garlands of fresh forest flowers. You are the destroyer of the Kaliya serpent, the delighter of Gokula, and you rejoice in the worship of Srimati Radharani. Thakur Bhakti Vinod, understanding your glory, clasps the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami and Sarup Damodar Goswami and prays, O Harinam, according to your sweet will, you are manifest in all these forms and in many others also. Please let them increase my love and attachment for you.
Turn to page 111.
Thank you.
नारद मुनि बजाई बिना
Yeah.
Soul Narada Muni plays his Veena, the holy name Radhika Raman descends and immediately appears amidst the kirtan of the Lord's devotees. Like a monsoon cloud, the holy name showers nectar in their ears. All the devotees, due to great ecstasy, repeatedly dance to their heart's content. All the people of the universe become maddened upon entering this intoxicating shower of nectar. Some people cry, some dance, and others become fully intoxicated within their minds. Lord Shiva, embracing Narada Muni, repeatedly makes loud screams of ecstatic joy. And Lord Brahma, dancing very ecstatically, says, "All of you kindly chant, Hari Bol, Hari Bol." In great happiness, the thousand-faced Anantasesh chants, "Hari, Hari." By the influence of the transcendental vibration of the holy name, the whole universe becomes ecstatically maddened, and everyone tastes the mellows of the holy name. Thakur Bhaktivinoda, the humble servant of the Lord, says, "The holy name of Krishna has fulfilled all my desires by vibrating on everyone's tongue." Bhaktivinoda therefore prays at the feet of Sri Rupa Goswami that the chanting of Harinam may continue like this always. These are nice bhajans, and by reading the translations, it seems like they're based on Rupa Goswami's Namastakam. Those different lines that I see in these bhajans are exactly the same as Rupa Goswami's Namastaka. And particularly he's emphasizing here for us to understand that the holy name of the Lord is none different than the actual form of the Lord. Because in this one bhajan he's saying, "O Harinam, you possess unlimited forms such as Jasoda Nandana, Ananda Bhardana, Nandanandana, and the reservoir of all transcendental mellows." And then he goes through and he says, and he's talking to the holy name. It's not that he's just addressing Krishna as Krishna, but he's saying, "O Harinam, you killed the Keshi demon." So we should understand in that way, just like the verse says, Namas Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Purna Kshudo Nityamukto Vinatan Naminamano. The Krishna's name and Krishna are exactly the same. And being the same, the name being the same as Krishna, it has all the transcendental potential that Krishna possesses. Just like Krishna is Punak, he's complete. Shuddho, he's pure in all respect, and he's Nityamukta, he's eternally liberated. So in the same way, the name of Krishna is completely pure in all respect, and it's full of everything. Krishna's name is full of all rasa. Just like those who are, I don't guess any of you are taking Giriraj Swami's class because it's going on at the same time this class is going on. But he's teaching Sanatan Shiksha in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And last time he taught Nectar Devotion. So in Nectar Devotion, in the beginning, Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, he declares that Krishna is Akila Rasamrita Sindhu. That he's the ocean of all varieties of rasa. So Krishna's name is complete in that way, and that Krishna's name is the ocean of all varieties of rasa. Just like in this next song that we're singing, or the song which we just sang, Narada Muni Bhajai Veena. Just by taking the holy name in their mouth, then Radhika Raman descends and completely maddens everyone. And Lord Shiva goes totally insane. And Lord Brahma, he's becoming totally insane, simply by drinking liquid mellows of the holy name. There's a nice story in the Bhakti Ratnakar. Has anyone here read Bhakti Ratnakar? Bhakti Ratnakar, there's a nice story of the first celebration of the Gaur Purnima festival. And what happened is Gauranga disappeared. And after Gauranga disappeared, all of his parishad, they started disappearing, one by one. And it was devastating. Just like that prayer by Nartam Das, Jaya Nila Premadana. He says, I will beat my head against a stone and enter into fire. Such is their feelings of separation. So Srinivas Shamananda and Nartam, they decided we should do something. We should have some festival celebrating the disappearance of, or excuse me, celebrating the birth of Gauranga. And so they decided to have this big festival in the town where Nartam Das was from, because his relatives there, they were giving facility. His relatives, they were wealthy, aristocratic people there. I think they were kings in the area. So they organized this festival. And they sent invitations. It was very short notice, but they sent invitations far and wide for all of the Vaishnavas to come and chant the holy names of the Lord. Now, Bhakti Ratnakar has described they entered some of the villages. They couldn't find Vaishnavas. The reason they couldn't find Vaishnavas is they'd all given up their lives when Mahaprabhu had left. But they went everywhere and they started gathering all the renowned Vaishnavas and they started bringing them down to this place. What was it? What's the name of that town?
Keturi.
Keturi Mahotsav. So they all came to Keturi. And then during this festival, they started kirtan. And Nartam was singing the kirtan. And he was singing kirtan, different types of kirtan he would sing. But he was singing this one kirtan. The specific purpose and mood of that kirtan was to increase everyone's feelings of vipalamba, or separation, to levels of unknown intensity. So he was singing, and the kirtan was going, and the devotees were chanting Hare Krishna. And they were chanting more and more and more. They were chanting the holy names. And everyone was becoming maddened. And then Bhakti Ratnakar explains that all of a sudden it was like as if some lightning struck, like a bolt of lightning just crashed. And you've been close sometimes where lightning strikes. and everything just rattles and shakes. You've been like that before. Never been close to lightning striking. Oh, sometimes it's frightening. It'll strike close to the whole building will shake. It was this loud thunder. Everything started shaking. And then the devotees looked up. And in the midst of them, the Panchatattva had appeared. And not only the Panchatattva had appeared, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Srivas, Gadadhar, they were there. They were all dancing like madmen. And not only they were there, but Swarup Damodar appeared, Roy Ramananda appeared, so many of the Lord's associates from Puri, who had all disappeared, they appeared in the midst of this kirtan. And they were chanting and chanting and dancing and dancing and dancing. And they were all becoming more and more and more and more mad. And it's described that by the dancing that they were doing, they were stomping in the dust. And by that stomping and dancing in the dust, big clouds of dust were going up and spreading far and wide. And when that dust would come down and land on anyone, that person would become maddened and ecstatic love of God, and they would become Vaishnavas. It's described that there were so many boats coming to that festival with so many Vaishnavas crossing the Ganga and Som that the waves of the Ganga were overflowing the banks of the river. Mm-hmm. But there was just madness during this kirtan because Purnakshudo Nityamukto, Krishna's name and Krishna the person are non-different. They were chanting Lord Chaitanya's name. Lord Chaitanya appeared right in the midst of their kirtan. He danced with them. He was looking at everyone. Haridas Thakur was there. It's described even Maharaj Prataparudra was there. And Sarvabhauma, he was there. So many of the Lord's Parishas, they came. They were chanting, chanting, and everyone was in ecstasy. And then, just like they had come, then they left. And when they left, everyone just fell down on the ground, and the earth became muddy with the tears from their eyes. And Narottam kept singing throughout the whole thing. So, Bhaktivinoda is making that point here, and Rupa Goswami makes that point in his Namastikam, that the name of Krishna and Krishna are the same. You see, this is the one verse he says in Namastikam. Agadamana Jasodananda Nanda Suno Kamala Nayana Gopichandra Vrindabhanindra. I forget now. He's saying, Harinam, you're known by these different names. Agadamana, the killer of Agasura. Jasodanandan, the son of Jasoda. Gopi Chandra. What does Gopi Chandra mean?
The moon of the
gopis. The moon of the gopis. Just like we always say Krishna Chandra. He says Gopi Chandra also. Pranata Karuna. Pranata Karuna, O most merciful one. He's addressing the holy name in that way. Which also makes me remember that one story that I told one day about Prabhupada and Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. Myself and Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. He told me, your Prabhupada is the greatest spiritual master who's ever existed in the history of the entire universe. And when he said that, then I was just like falling over, you know, I didn't know what to say. It was really stunning because many of Prabhupada's godbrothers, they were envious, sorry to say, may they rest in peace. But they were envious folks. And because Prabhupada, he didn't take sannyas from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He took sannyas from Kamala. He was a grihastha, he was a vanaprastha. Even a couple years ago, we were sitting with one sannyasi who was a disciple of one of Prabhupada's godbrothers. And he had stayed with Prabhupada before Prabhupada went to the West. And he said, when he took sannyas and when he went to the West, what he did, we were all so surprised. You know, he said, we didn't know that he had it in him. You know, he said like that. You know, but Prabhupada, so many of his godbrothers, they had different things to say, but then I was sitting with his one godbrother and he said, he's the greatest acharya who's ever lived. No one has ever done more than him in the history. In history, no one has done more than him. And I was just like stunned. And then he looked at me and he said, do you know why? And I went. didn't know what to say. And he said, the reason is because no one has ever been a greater servant of the holy name of Lord Krishna than your spiritual master. Because he has taken the holy name in every town and village throughout the entire world, and he has given the holy name to everyone to chant. So that was the criterion of greatness, that the holy name had been presented. So that's the point that he's making here in these bhajans. The name of Krishna and Krishna are the same. We call out these names. The Lord is personally present. We call out Nisringa. Nisringa is present. We call out Radhika Raman. Radhika Raman, just like Narada Muni Bhajavina, Radhika Ramana Namani. He plays his veena and he starts to chant, and the name Radhika Raman simply descends and fills everyone with great ecstasy. So, like myself, I have no realization of this whatsoever, but to hear this from the mouth of a person like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it gives, at least to me, it gives hope and it gives me some inspiration that if I'll go on chanting and chanting and chanting and chanting and associating with the Lord, and then trying to, by the process of chanting, gradually becoming more and more purified of all aparad and all anartha, then one day when we chant the holy name of Krishna, just like Prabhupada said, you chant the holy name, you'll see Krishna. Krishna will be dancing on your tongue. You'll see the Supreme Lord before your very eyes. So that's the hope that we have. So these are very nice bhajans. So now we'll sing.
Radha bhajan
Adapta Rohita Shuranayani. Thank you.